But now we must move on, and from Karen Polito, we turn our attention to our final guest of the evening, and she joins us, I want to say, every 4 or 5 weeks, and we chat with her. Last time we chatted with her was just before Thanksgiving, and we're talking about none other than celebrity chef herself, Linky Murray. Linky, how are you?
I am great, Kevin. How are you? Good to be on again.
It's great to have you back on, and it's the perfect time. From what I understand, you're in transition right now. You are just returning from being a judge. What were you judging?
That is correct. I was a judge at the Miss Pennsylvania USA pageant this past weekend in Pittsburgh. And let me tell you something. I have never seen so many pretty girls in my life. They were just gorgeous. The competition was so stiff. And we crowned two beautiful girls. We crowned Miss USA Pennsylvania and then Miss USA Teen Pennsylvania. And they were breathtaking. So I can't wait to see what's going to happen at the national competition next year. So I'm very excited.
Now, you also recently, didn't you also do another pageant not too long ago?
Yes, I judged Miss Indiana USA and Miss USA Teen Indiana. So it's just great to see how many, beautiful girls enter into these pageants. And the great thing about them is they're not just gorgeous. I mean, their personalities are just wow. It's so much fun to see where different girls come from and their backgrounds and what made them enter into, stiff competitions like that.
Well, might not be too long before Donald Trump gives you a call and maybe you could be a judge for the Miss USA contest. Or
that would be so much fun.
I have to ask you, we didn't have a chance to talk during Thanksgiving. I know you were actually preparing for a big trip. How was your Thanksgiving? What did you do?
Oh, Thanksgiving was amazing. We actually had the great opportunity to have my parents with us. My parents came in. They just moved from Chicago back to Mississippi, and so they came up for Thanksgiving, and we were with friends, and it was just so much fun because, we like to think a little bit outside of the box when we prepare Thanksgiving food, but this year we tried to do it kind of traditional. I made some sweet potato casseroles. It's very southern. I did green bean casseroles, and then, of course, I had to do just something that was not your average Thanksgiving, so I smoked some baby back ribs on my big green egg, and then we fried a turkey. So we were literally rolling home that night. It was just delicious.
I have to ask you, what are some of the sides? Do you have traditional sides that you make for stuff like whether it's a fried turkey or smoked ribs, or do you? I mean, is there a vegetable that Linky Murray will not touch, or are all vegetables your friend?
No, all vegetables are my friend. It's my husband that doesn't like vegetables. He thinks chicken is a vegetable. But, I usually don't like to do traditional things at Thanksgiving. I like to think out of the box. Like one year, I think this was last year, instead of doing dressing, I did a savory bread pudding with spinach and Parmesan. And it was delicious. But this year, I decided to go back. Since Mom and Dad are back in Mississippi, I decided to go with the traditional sweet potato casserole. Which is one of the, one of my most favorite dishes to make because I top it with pecans and brown sugar and marshmallows, and it's like a dessert on its own. So then once again with a green bean casserole, I like to think out of the box and not do your average green bean casserole. So I actually used real mushrooms and I used cream of onion soup instead of the regular cream of mushroom soup, and then I also added sun-dried tomatoes, and then topped it with pretzels, because pretzels are so big right now. You get the pretzel buns everywhere. Yep. It's just so trendy. So I decided to top it with, pretzels instead of the onion rings.
Now, I have to ask you, I didn't realize that you also put your celebrity chef hat on during the New England Food Festival in Plymouth during Thanksgiving week.
Oh, yes. That was so much fun. It was the Thanksgiving hometown celebration in Plymouth, and the night before, we had a VIP reception, and I got to do the dessert. So I was one of the featured chefs, which was simply amazing. So I came up with a few different items. I did a brandy chocolate mousse, and I did a drunken pineapple trifle, which I grilled the pineapple with brown sugar and whiskey, and then did this trifle with angel food cake and mascarpone cheese. And then I also came up with a cranberry orange cupcake and a bacon maple cupcake, which was probably the hit of the evening. And then the next day I got to judge the New England Food Festival, which was my favorite part, because literally I went there not eating breakfast, not eating lunch, and then at the end of the day I was stuffed. I had to roll myself back to North Attleboro for Plymouth.
How tough is it to be a food judge? I mean, in order to be able to judge food, do you have like a secret to keep your palate clean where you can distinguish between all the foods that you're judging?
You know, I don't really. I just try to take a few sips of water between every taste, you know, just to kind of cleanse my palate. I wish I could actually carry around a snifter of coffee or, you know, a little bit of ground coffee, because coffee kind of cleans your senses out. If you sniff coffee, then it helps you to, you know, keep your nose clean and everything. And when I taste food, I like to smell it first, and that's very important to me. Is you know, smelling it, smelling the spices. It's that's what I wish I could carry around, a little thing of coffee, but but that would just be weird. So I just try to take a sip in between every tasting.
Now, let me ask you, while I have another minute with you, is what has been the most unique food judging contest that you've been a part of? Is there anything that you've ever done where it was so unique, but yet it was rewarding too?
Well, like I said, the New England Food Festival was simply amazing, because there were just so many different items that people try to think out of the box. You know, for the Thanksgiving things, there were people that did brisket with sweet potatoes and blue cheese. I think that was probably the most unique one that I've judged so far, because usually I just judge cake competitions. And, you know, judging cake competitions and the decorating is completely different from judging food. So I really enjoyed this one. It was just a lot of fun. And just to see the different chowders that the people came up with. Of course, you know, we're in New England. So the different chowders were amazing. There was an oyster chowder that was simply out of this world. And there was a corn chowder that was delicious. The spices were just amazing in it. So I must say, I think that was probably the most fun food festival I've judged.
Okay. We have just a couple of minutes left here, and I want to make sure that we give proper attention to an event that you're going to be a part of coming December 15th, I think this upcoming Sunday, at the Temple Beth Amuna Winter Wonderland, Linky style. Talk to me about this.
Yes, well, it's winter, and people tend to love their winter comfort foods. So we're going to do winter comfort and cocktails. So I am going to prepare a vegetable chili, and then I'm also going to do a baked potato with smoked salmon and Asiago. And then I also plan on doing a triple chocolate bread pudding. Ooh. And then just some great cocktails. I'll probably do a cold one and a warm one, and then just one that's just all around fun. So, I mean, people should come out. It's going to be delicious. There's going to be demos and tasting, and I just think it's going to be a fun day.
And this isn't your first time over at the temple. You were there not too long ago, correct?
Yes. I was there to do a Hanukkah a Rosh Hashanah presentation and demo, and I mean, it's just so much fun. The people are just so eager to learn. And for me, it's great because, you know, I'm learning a lot about Jewish traditions and everything. So, you know, it's just a great time.
Now, if folks want to find out more, I guess it's $20 per person. And if they want tickets, they can call 508-583-5810. Again, the number 508-583-5810. And the website is Temple Beth Amuna, EMUNAH. .org. And again, we have been speaking with Linky Murray, who is a celebrity chef, and we've had on from time to time. We've got like 2 minutes left. Do anything you got coming up in the new year that you want to tease folks about, or even give out your website so they can follow you?
Yes, absolutely. They can follow me on Twitter and Facebook under Linky Murray, LinkyMarais. And they can also find me on my website, livinglinky.com. And I'm sure there's going to be lots of events that people are going to want to come join me with. You know, it's a new year, and there's new year resolutions. And, you know, stay tuned.
What do you do to celebrate the new year? Do anything spectacular? Do we find you in New York City, or are you somebody with you and the husband? You guys just hang out around the house?
You know what? I'm so excited. We're actually going down to my parents in Mississippi for Christmas and New Year's, and it's going to be the first time with all of us, you know, my two sisters and all of the grandbabies. It's going to be the first time that we celebrate Christmas and New Year's together. So I'm excited about that. No New York City for me this year. Maybe next year.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us. And if folks want to find out more, again, give your website.
It's livinglinkie.com, LINKIE.
There you go. Well, that's all the time that we have here on Monday Night Talk. And we had a whole host of folks who were on, not only Craig Pina, who joined me for most of the segments, but we had Karen Polito. We also had Mr. Joe Avalone, who is running for governor, as well as our little roundtable discussion. So be sure to check out our podcast site. You can just access it through 959watd.com. For Linky Murray and Craig Pina, I'm Kevin Tocci, and that's another Monday Night Talk. Stay tuned next week for another show.